So what does freedom look like for you guys? So let me know in the comments down below, because Dr. Martin Luther King, we all know him, we all love him. He said it the best. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. What exactly do you think he meant by that? Because it is a very famous line from his I Have a Dream speech. So in that entire speech, he talked about, you know, one day we will be judged by the not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character, where little black boys and little black girls will join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. You know, what was his vision for that? I feel like that's an interesting topic to have, interesting topic of discussion to have. What do you think Dr. Martin Luther King's ultimate vision in his I Have a Dream speech was? Let me know in the comments down below. In that same breath, when you define what freedom means, do you feel free? Does your definition of freedom give you the ability, or in your current state, do you meet, or are the circumstances surrounding your life, are they allowing you to meet what your definition of freedom is? For me, no. Why? Because I am not 100% able to devote my time to my nonprofit. Why? Because I have to currently have a full-time job to be able to supplement an income. Why? Because it is not at a place where it can pay me the amount of money that I need to sustain. Why? Because I'm not there yet. Our team is not there yet. We are building on the, you know, we're building on the foundation. We're looking for everybody, the proper people to put in the right spots. That's also very important. Putting the right people in the right places to be able to maximize your marketability, to be able to maximize your reach, is also very important. And that is what we're working on now. For me, I feel free in the aspect of I love what I'm doing when I'm making that difference. Now, in all honesty, I do not love stuffing mailers. I do not love, you know, applying for grants, because those are tedious tasks. What I do love is the information that I'm learning, the knowledge that I'm learning that I'm gaining, the skills that I'm gaining in being able to apply for these grants, or, you know, learn about all of the things that I need to be able to sustain a nonprofit. So I had never created, for instance, I had never created a sustainability plan before, but being able to do that for an organization that came out of my head was very rewarding to me. So what does that mean for you? So in your definition of freedom, do you feel free? For me, the answer is no, because I am halfway here and then halfway over here. I'm kind of split in the middle of having to work at a job. I do like my job. Having to work at a job for somebody else to make somebody else rich. And then, you know, 9 to 5, look at it like this, 9 to 5 working for them, 5 to 9 working for myself. So it's kind of like I'm trying to, but if listening to the stories of many entrepreneurs, that is what a lot of them did until they, and I don't even know, I hear a lot of them say, you know, I quit my job, you know, to run my business full time. I don't know, because a lot of them don't go into what their financial situations were when they quit their job. Some of them straight out say, I went out on faith. I respect that. For me, I trust that when it's time for me to step out on faith, that the Lord will tell me. The reason I say that is because God knows how we all work. He created us. He knows how we work. He knows the intricacies of us. He knows how we operate. And in order to be able to, he knows that we are able, even in our trusting of him, we have to we have to operate a certain way, if that makes sense. What I mean by that is, for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but for me, I trust that God will give me the necessary tools that I need to be able, when it is my time, to step away from the corporate workforce. And he will let me know in no uncertain terms. Like, there will not be a hint of doubt when it is time for me to officially step away from the corporate workforce to be able to move into this full time. So, going back to the question, do you honestly feel I am free? I don't honestly feel like I am free in the definition of, in freedom, in my definition of freedom. I also don't necessarily feel like I am free in the sense of the world. In that instance, I mean, we have so much negativity placed on the color of our skin. It is insane. Maybe my view of the world is jaded in a certain extent, but I just do not understand why racism, colorism, why the hatred of people of color exist. Like, what did we do so, first off, what did we do so wrong that allowed you to think that our skin was a threat? Now, don't get me wrong. We were brought over here. Again, we were brought over here. We did not come willingly. We were brought over here on stolen land to be nothing more than pieces of property. So the fact that which is why, again, I say, and I will always say, reading is fundamental. Everything that you need to know are in the pages of a book. Pick up a book, listen to an audiobook, learn something, because reading is fundamental. It will keep your mind fresh. It will keep your knowledge bank full. It will keep you knowing, like, the power of knowledge is unmatched. It is so, the words escape me, but it's just so, it is fulfilling. Pick up a book, read one. But anywho, we were brought over here to be nothing more than pieces of property. The second we stepped outside of our box, for lack of a better term, the second we stepped outside of our box and decided to aspire for more, that is when we became a problem. And the thing is, we need to remember that we are able to overcome anything. In our innocence, in our ignorance, in our fears, in the things we know to be true about ourselves, in our definition of freedom, in whether or not we feel free, all of these things we are able to overcome. Why? Because we are overcomers. We being people of color, we being the formerly enslaved people, we are able to overcome any adversity, because the Lord that you serve, or let me put it this way. If you believing in God, believing in your faith, I'm trying to make this so that I don't, you know, put out anybody. Your faith is what you hold on to. Your faith is what you will always hold on to. And believing that whoever it is that you pray to can keep you safe, can keep you, you know, can give you the strength, that is what you need to hold on to. Because under no circumstances are you put here to just grow up, live and die. Like, excuse me, let me be specific. Grow up, breathe and die. Because you were put here to grow, to live your life, to make a purpose, to have a purpose. You have a purpose. Just figure out what that purpose is. And in that, figuring out what that purpose is, making sure that that allows you to meet your definition of being free. Now, in all of that, do you all believe that we are all entitled to live a prosperous life? Do you believe that in your definition of freedom, making sure that you are meeting that definition of freedom, do you believe that in that definition, you are entitled to live a prosperous life? Because I do. Let me know in the comments. Do you believe that you, or do you believe that your current circumstance, whether that be good or bad, is there to stay? If you believe that, if your circumstance is good, are you doing everything that you can to make sure it gets better? Or if your circumstance is bad, are you doing anything to allow it to get better? Or are you wallowing in the fact that it is not where it should be? Alrighty guys, so that is going to do it for us today. As always, we appreciate you so much for tuning in with us every single Saturday. Remember, Vivian Green said it best, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.